to the pre-Pesach pint-sized podcast, in which each night, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or technically Motzai Rosh Chodesh Nisan, through Erev Pesach, we're going to share a brief thought that will hopefully educate you, inspire you, and give you something to discuss at your own Seder table that will make the experience uplifting and lively. We're going to go right to the beginning of the Haggadah. At the beginning of the Pesach evening, before we make Kiddush and get into the substance of the Seder, we begin by reciting the Simanei HaSeder. We enumerate the components of the evening, we enumerate the activities that we'll do throughout the evening. Many people sing the famous song, Kadesh, Rochatz, Karpas, Yachatz. I would like to talk about the first two of the Simanei HaSeder, Kadesh and Urchatz. Specifically, I would like to ask a question. Kadesh means we recite Kiddush. Urchatz means we wash our hands and do not recite a bracha. The question is, why is it called Urchatz, which means and wash, rather than simply being called Rchatz, wash your hands? None of the other simanim have that U at the beginning, implying and. It's not motzi matzah umaror, maror ukorech, shulchan arech utzafun. The U, what we call in Hebrew the vav hachibur, the vav that connects this word to the previous word, is only present in the word urchatz. Why is that the case? Why is urchatz connected to kadesh, to the siman that precedes it? To answer this question, I would like to look at what urchatz is all about. On a very basic halachic level, the reason for urchatz is to wash our hands before we eat the karpas, which is a vegetable dipped into salt water. When we do so, when we eat the karpas, according to halacha, the food that is wet is susceptible to tumah. It's mekabel tumah, it could become tamei, and therefore we wash our hands to remove the tumah, the impurity from them, in order to prepare ourselves for eating a vegetable that was immersed in a liquid. The question is, why don't we do that on any other night of the year? Or, for that matter, on any other day of the year? Of course, that's the famous Pesach question. The things that we do on this night are not part of our regular routine. Nevertheless, a number of commentaries and a number of halachic authorities ask this question when looking at the Seder, and they say, at the Seder, when we wash our hands before eating a wet vegetable, is that meant to be the norm, or is there a reason that we do so specifically on the Seder night? Indeed, some of these authorities say that it should not be an exception to the rule. It shouldn't be unique to Pesach at all, but any time you eat a fruit or a vegetable that is wet, you should wash your hands prior to doing so. And yet, we all know that people don't do this. I would like to share with you an idea from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that is quoted in a commentary on the Haggadah called Pardes Yosef, which is essentially a compendium of other modern commentaries on the Haggadah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a different approach than the aforementioned authorities. He says, the reason that we wash our hands on Pesach night, the reason that we fulfill this halacha that we don't ordinarily do throughout the year, is that Pesach night is such a special, sacred evening that we want to ensure that we maximize its spiritual potential, both qualitatively and quantitatively. We want to make sure that we do all of the mitzvah with extra care, with extra attention, with extra mindfulness, and we add practices, such as washing our hands before eating food that was immersed into liquid, which on all other night of the year, we might not do. Which brings us back to our original question, the question of the Vav HaChibur, Kadesh Urchatz, and wash your hands. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, do you know why there's a Vav HaChibur that connects washing to Kadesh? Because even though the word Kadesh literally means recite Kiddush, it has another meaning to it. Kadesh also means sanctify. It also means make this evening as holy as possible, as special as possible, as full of mitzvot as possible, and we do that by making every one of our acts a significant, serious, and mindful one. Because of Kadesh, because we're seeking to sanctify the night and to experience the sanctity of the night, we do things that we would not ordinarily do, that are not part of our routine, and we add the practice of washing our hands before eating a wet vegetable. This year, let's make sure that our Seders help us out of our routines, that they disrupt the ordinary habits of our lives, and that they give us the opportunity to experience real sanctity. Tune in tomorrow for episode 2.